Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello? Hi. I just got a message. Hello?
Yes, yeah. Thanks for getting connected. Our eBay headquarters, and my name is Jennifer. So how are you doing today?
Good, thank you. I just got a message saying that I was given $290.
Yes.
And I can't remember what it was from. Or if
sorry?
I don't know what it was being built from.
Okay, I will tell it to you. What's the problem? Main thing is that someone else is misused your number and created that our site for fraud account is activated, okay? And your account charges $200.99, around that $300. So do you want to purchase this order or you want to cancel this order right now?
Where was it? I don't know where the order was.
This is eBay headquarters, ma'am, and your mobile number through purchase order our site so 24 42 9576589, that's your number.
Yes.
And this number is sorry.
What is the purchase? What company are you?
I'm calling you from eBay, ma'am. eBay, and you purchase order okay. Apple iTunes gift card.
No.
Yes.
No, I did not buy anything from eBay.
So I think that, ma'am, someone else is misused your all information and created that fraud account is activated our site, okay?
So can you tell, I have two accounts, two credit cards. Can you tell me which one it was? What the last three numbers of it were?
Ma'am, this is a cancellation department, ma'am. This is not account department.
Oh, I yes, well, it's...
So,
So
if you want to cancel, so I will help you out, that's all.
Cancel, because I haven't got anything from eBay.
So if you want to cancel this order, right?
Yes.
Okay, so ma'am, you just confirm that. Which mobile phone do you have? Using any Android mobile phone or Apple iPhone?
I'm using iPhone.
Okay, so ma'am, I will provide our eBay cancellation code through online, and this code is generate that your cancellation order. So using iPhone,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so you just put on your loudspeaker, your iPhone's mobile, you just put on your loudspeaker.
It's
yes, you put on your loudspeaker.
It's on.
Okay, and after that, put on your loudspeaker, you open it App Store. You open App Store. You open it that?
Open an app.
App Store. You open App Store?
No. I haven't done anything
sorry?
In the App Store.
No, no. You just open App Store, so I will provide our cancellation code ID number, okay? Because, ma'am, this code is generated that your cancellation from, and just follow by step, some follow by step for your cancellation purpose, okay? So, and I will guide you totally. Hello?
So the App Store is open, right?
Okay, and after that, open App Store, very down of the page, right-hand side bottom corner, can you see that search option look like a magnifying glass?
Yes.
Okay, so this search option is, just click that, just click the search option. Just click the search option.
Yes, I've done that.
And after that, click, yes, and after that, click search option, you type over there, eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yep.
And
yep.
After that, type eBay, given space.
A space, yes.
And after that, given space, type ANY, any, A for Alpha, N for Nancy, Y for Yankee, ANY, any.
Yes.
And after that, any desk, D for Delta, E for Eagle, S for Sugar, and K for Kingdom. Desk, D-E-S-K, desk, any desk, okay?
Yes.
And you just simply, after that search, click that search option. And
search.
After that click search, what can you see? Yes.
Ratifying compliance wallet.
Mm-hmm. And can you see that in a red color icon for any desk?
Yes, any desk, remote desktop, yes.
Yes, and what is AnyDesk, ma'am? AnyDesk, our officially cancellation purpose user for all customers, provide that cancellation code ID number. And this application create that our eBay technician teams, okay, for eBay private technician teams, this application is created that. So you just, after that AnyDesk, can you see that any get or any install option?
Click from me to get that, AnyDesk.
Yes, just click that get, yes, just click that get option. And after that, click get, ma'am. Can you see that install option?
Yes, can you install?
Yes.
Yeah.
And after that, click get. Yes. After that, click get. You just simply click install. Okay.
Yes.
And your installation is properly completed. So after that, you just click open option. And after that, our companies provide that your cancellation code ID number, okay?
I'm touching the install, but it won't install.
Okay, sorry?
It won't install.
Oh, yes, and your installation is completed, so do you let me know, okay?
Well, it doesn't say it won't install.
Sorry?
I'm touching the Touch ID to install. Oh, well,
hang on. Yes.
And
yes. And your installation is running right now? And can you see that any open option after that installation?
It just says Touch ID to install, but I've
Touch ID. Okay, just click your ID for Apple ID number. Sorry? Hello?
Yeah, I'm just trying to do this.
Uh-huh.
It's still installing, I think. There we go.
Okay. And after that properly installation done, you can see that open option, okay?
Yes, and I've got enter remote address.
Yes, can you see that address number?
Yes. No.
Sorry?
It says enter the password for Outlook account. It just says
enter.
Uh-huh. Enter remote address.
Yes, can you see that? Okay, just hold the line for a few seconds, ma'am. I will transfer this call to our senior technician, okay? Just hold the line, okay?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, ma'am. Thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior supervisor. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Nice to hear. And I do believe that my junior colleague, Mickey, understand what is the reason to give you this call, and he is polite to you, right?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem. Will you please let me know on your mobile screen what you can see right now?
It's got a thing that says any desk, and then it says enter remote address.
Okay, just above that enter remote address, you will get to see something which says your address and some numbers are there, right?
It just says your address,
Some numbers are there, a 9-digit number there, right?
Yeah, no, there's no number.
What do you can see?
It says your address and it says 0.
It says your address and it says 0, right? Now, when you install that application, ma'am, you get to see there was some allow or accept notification was asking. Did you give a clear allow or did you give a clear don't allow?
No.
Will you please let me know one thing, ma'am? You're using a Wi-Fi or it's a mobile data?
It's a mobile.
No, the internet you're using, it's come from Wi-Fi or it's a mobile data?
It's mobile. I'm using a mobile phone.
Okay. Can you do one thing, ma'am? You're using an iPhone, right, ma'am?
Yes.
Do you know how to delete this application, AnyDesk? Do you know how to delete that?
No.
Okay, go back to your home screen of your mobile. Go back to your home screen of your mobile. Go back to your home screen of your mobile.
Home. You want me to go back to home?
Yeah, home screen of your mobile where you can see all the application like camera, gallery, contact, message. Now you can see the red color application, AnyDesk. The red and the white diamond color. Now what I want you to do, I want you to tap on that and tap and hold that AnyDesk, okay? Tap and hold it. You will get to see delete.
It says could not connect to the AnyDesk network, any net unknown.
Yes, that's the reason I want you to go back to your home screen, ma'am. Now when you can see AnyDesk application, tap and hold it. Hold it, don't leave. You will get to see delete. Do you see that?
Okay, go back to home, just put my finger on it and hold it.
Yes, go back to your home screen of your mobile first. And then you can see the red and the AnyDesk application. I want you to tap and hold it, okay?
Okay, so, yes.
Now, do you see delete?
Sorry? Yes.
Do you see delete? Tap on delete.
Hang on. Yes, I've done that. Do you want me to delete it?
Yes, delete. Do you want me to delete?
Yes, I've deleted it.
Now you can see App Store. Open the App Store.
Yes.
Now when you open the App Store, do you see AnyDesk remote desktop?
Yes.
Now give a click on get. Give a click on get. Give a click on get.
Yes, get. And then it says enter the password for the Outlook account.
Your password. Put your Apple ID password.
I don't even know what that is anymore.
Like whenever you install any application, you need to put a password, right? The same password.
Yes, this was off eBay that.
Not the eBay, ma'am. Not the eBay. Whenever you try to install any application, you put a password, your Apple ID password, right? That password.
Yeah, I know, but why is this happening to me? Has somebody stolen my number?
The thing is that somehow some person has got your eBay ID and the password. From there, they're just trying to misuse your details. And they're just trying to make a fake purchase in your name. So what we will do, ma'am, we will simply go ahead and cancel the order and we will provide you the security so no one can use any of your personal details, okay? So we are just going to cancel and we're going to refund your money back. Now, do you see open on your mobile? Do you see open?
Yeah, I still haven't found my password for the Apple ID.
Put the password.
Yeah, I haven't,
Just five minutes ago you put the password, ma'am. Just 5 minutes ago, ma'am, when you installed the AnyDesk application, you already done that, okay? You need to put the same application.
Okay.
Same, you need to simply put the password.
Oh, the same one that. Lost my password. Or would I just put the numbers that open up my phone? Is that what you're talking about?
No, ma'am, no, no.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Okay, when you can see open, just let me know. Don't do it from your side, okay?
I don't see anything that,
Okay, what you can see, just tell me.
So, I've gone into the App Store. Do you want me to put get any of the things?
Yes.
Okay, and then it says any remote desktop, blah, blah, and then it says touch to install.
Yes, touch to install.
And it says done.
Now when you get to see open, please wait, just let me know.
So now it seems to be downloading it.
Yes, when it gets to see open, please let me know, okay?
Now it says open. You want me to open?
Yes, tap on open and please let me know what you can see. Don't do it from your side. Tap on open and please let me know.
I can see your notifications.
Click on allow.
Yep.
Now after that, what you can see?
Enter remote address. But now it says enter the password for Outlook account.
What you can see, enter that?
At by email. So, but I'm not actually on that.
Right now, where you can see enter remote address, just above that, do you see your address and some numbers?
No, it just come up, enter the password for Outlook account, Trisha Kinsey at Postman.
Click on cancel.
Cancel, yep. And it says enter remote address. And
just above that, do you see your address and some numbers?
No.
You can see zero?
No. I can just see zero, yes.
You can see still zero. Okay, not a problem, ma'am. Let me try one more time. If it is not going to be happen, we are going to cancel in behalf of your side, okay? Can you do one thing? Can you open the App Store one more time? Open the App Store.
So you want me to go back to do you want me to cancel again?
You don't see anything like we say your address and some numbers, right? You don't see that, right?
No.
Okay, open the App Store, ma'am. Don't do anything, directly open the App Store.
Okay, so you want me to get rid of the app that's already downloaded?
Yes, open the App Store, ma'am. Open the App Store.
Yes. Open, yes. And now, do you want me to open any remote?
No. Do you see a search panel there? Do you see a search panel?
There's...
Do you see a magnifying glass?
Yes. At the bottom of the...
Click on that. Now you can see the keyboard came up on the screen, right?
So it's any desktop.
No. You can see a search panel, right, ma'am? Give a click on that search panel and type there Z as in zebra.
Yep.
O as in Oscar.
D O, yes,
Then H as in hotel, H.
Yep.
O as in Oscar.
O.
Now, do you see any suggestion came up on the screen which says Zoho assist customer? Zoho assist customer.
Yeah, I might have to hang up and get rid of some other stuff. So, Z-O-K-O, assist.
Yes. Click on that. Click on that.
Yes.
Now, do you see get?
Yes.
Give a click on get.
Yes.
Now, when you can see open, please let me know. If you can see open, please let me know.
I'm just...
You see open?
Yes.
Tap on open and please let me know what you can see.
Alright, hang on, no. Still downloading.
Okay, not a problem, ma'am, and you're doing very well. No need to worry about that. We will help you to cancel that. So you're not going to face any problem, okay? No need to worry about that.
Do you always ring somebody if they get a, it says open? Do you want me to open now?
Yes, tap on open and please let me know what you can see. Tap on open.
ID.
Okay, where you can see enter your email ID, just above that you can see a X sign. Do you see that? A X sign?
An X sign.
Do you see cancel or an X sign? Where you can see like email ID, on the top right hand corner you can see a X sign. Do you see that?
I see cancel.
Click on cancel. Now what you can see?
Add Greek recording to control center.
Do you see allow? What is the option you can see? Allow, accept, okay.
Hang on, I'll enter session fee.
Okay, put the number 754.
Yep.
352.
Yep.
4772. Can you confirm me the number?
Yes. 754-352-4772.
On the very bottom, do you see join session? Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on join session. Now do you see start broadcast? Do you see that? Start broadcast.
Start session. Assist client. Start broadcast.
Click on start broadcast. Click on start broadcast.
Yes. Do you want me to start session?
Yes. Click on start session.
So then I've got screen broadcast, assist client, start broadcast.
Click on start broadcast, start broadcast, start broadcast.
And then it's...
Now wait, ma'am, have a look on the very top. You can see a small check mark box which says everything will be recorded for quality and training purpose. Do you see a small square box, a small tick mark box? Tick that box and give...
I don't. It says, assist client, would you like to send notifications? Would I
click on allow. Click on allow. Click on allow. Yes. Now, where you give up? Yes, where you can see everything is recorded for quality and training purpose. Just beside that, you can see a tick mark, right? Tick that box and give a click on allow or accept.
Okay.
tick that small box?
I don't have a tick box. I have screen broadcast with a round red ring and a button in the middle.
Okay.
Click ring. I've got a tick client or stop broadcast. I can't see a green, a tick
okay.
box.
Okay, have a look, ma'am, where you can see everything is recorded for quality and training purpose. On the very top, just beside that everything is recording, do you see a small tick box, a small square box?
No, perhaps I need to go to the, you want me to press screen broadcast?
Click on screen broadcast, ma'am. Click on screen broadcast 2 or 3 times. Now can you scroll down the page, ma'am? Can you scroll down the page? Go to the very bottom down. Do you see allow or accept?
Hang on, click on now, yes. Now I have.
Now click on allow or accept. Now what you can see?
Mm-hmm.
Now what you can see, ma'am, tell me.
Allow remote access.
Yes, click on allow, click on allow. Click on allow.
Do I have to tick?
Yes. First tick that box and give a click on allow. Now you will get to see our technician is connected. Do you see that? Anything like that? Harry, on the very top. Start a conversation with your technician. So you can understand you're talking to a technician. Now I'm going to help you to cancel the transaction which is not made by you. So go back to your home screen of your mobile, ma'am. Don't close this page. Go back to your home screen, okay, where you can see all the regular icons like camera, gallery, contact, messages. Now if you can see setting, give a click on setting.
Setting.
Yes, now I want you to scroll down a little bit and you will get to see something which says display and brightness. Give a click on display and brightness.
Display and brightness.
Yes, click on that. Now I want you to scroll down a little bit and you can see auto lock. If you can see auto lock, click on auto lock.
Yes.
And give a click on never. Give a click on never.
Give up what?
Never. Give a click on never. Never. N-E-V-E-R. Never. Just underneath that 5 minutes, you can see never.
Okay. Never. Yeah.
Now have a look on the very top left-hand corner. You can see back. Give a click on back and go back to the previous page. Again, give a click on the setting, the back arrow.
Yes, and click.
Now again give a click on the back arrow, ma'am, the setting, where you can see setting, on the very top left hand corner.
Yes, I can see.
Click on that.
Yes.
Now I want you to go to the very top, you will get to see your name there. Tap on your name, on the very top you can see your name there.
Yes.
Click on that name. And you will get to see, ma'am, your name which is from where the purchase was made. I will confirming your name. The name was Tricia Kinsey. Is that your name?
Yes.
And the email ID which was made, trish.kinsey@hotmail.com. Is that your email ID, ma'am?
Yes.
So you can understand those fraudsters have all of your details. And that's the reason they are just trying to make a purchase with the help of your personal details. So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to go ahead and block all those person who is trying to get into your details, okay? And also we need to block them so they are unable to take any of your single penny, okay?
Yes.
Now do you see payment and shipping? Give a click on that payment and shipping. Click on that.
Yes.
Click on that, ma'am. Now when you give a click on payment and shipping, you will get to see one of your banking card was added on the Amazon, on the eBay from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase. Do you see that?
Oh, was that Amazon?
From wherever they are just trying to get your details, you will get to see that. What you can see? Do you see touch ID? search and tap on that search ID first. Then you will get to see one of your MasterCard was added on the eBay from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase. Do you see that any of your card was attached on the on your mobile right now? Do you see that? You'll get to see on the very top, ma'am. You'll get to see your Apple ID balance, your MasterCard card which is attached on your mobile. Do you see that?
Yeah, so it's 619.
And you also you can see your banking card was added on the on your mobile also. The MasterCard which ends with 6004. Is that card is yours?
Yes.
So you can understand if your mobile is hacked right now, the fraudster can use any of your details, okay? So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to simply go ahead and cancel the transaction and we need to refund your money back, okay? So no need to worry about that. We will help you to cancel that order, okay? So go back to your home screen of your mobile, ma'am, where you can see all the regular icons. Go back to your home screen.
Yes.
Now, will you please let me know, ma'am, do you check to your online banking that any money was deducted in the name of eBay for $299 or not? Do you check that?
I didn't see it.
Okay, do you do online banking, ma'am? Do you do online banking?
Yes.
Can you go ahead and check that any money was deducted from your account or not? If you can see any transaction, please let me know because we sent you a cancellation request right now. So that you go ahead and check that.
That particular account is
yes.
From the post office, and so I don't use that for online. It's not in my bank.
Not apart from that, ma'am, because if your account was hacked, your mobile was hacked, they can use any of your personal details. That's the reason I want you to go ahead and check all of your account that any money was deducted from your account or not, okay?
How do I know you're not a scammer?
Ma'am, if I'm a scammer, if you're a scammer or anything like that, ma'am, how we can give you your name, your email ID, and the which card was attached on your mobile? I'm just trying to help you. We are not authorized to ask you any of your single personal details over the phone. That's the reason I'm helping you to cancel that transaction, okay? You're not giving me any of your personal details, so no need to worry about that. I'm just trying to tell you, go ahead and check that. Any money was deducted from your account?
I can't check that one because it's one that I put money on at the post office and I'm not connected on the
internet with it. Apart from that, ma'am, you deal with any other bank, I just want you to check that also. Because if your personal details is hacked right now without your permission, those fraudsters can steal any of your details, right? So I just want you to check it from your side and please let me know that yes, I don't see any transaction. So we can go ahead and cancel the pending transaction, okay? It's for your safety and security, ma'am. You don't need to give me any details, okay? So just go ahead and check that.
Can't you just cancel it anyway?
We are helping you to cancel that only, but we need to make sure the charges is in pending section, not in the confirm, okay? So please go ahead and check that, ma'am, and don't tell me anything over the phone, okay? Just check your account. I'm holding the line for you, okay? Are you checking that, ma'am?
I'm trying to.
Okay.
I can't seem to get...
You can check with the help of the mobile phone also. That's not a problem, ma'am, okay?
Can you see what I'm doing?
Oh, ma'am, if I can see what you're doing, why I'm going to ask you anything over the phone, okay? You need to do it from your side. Ma'am, are you checking that?
I'm trying.
I'm trying to check with the help of your mobile phone because you are connected to a technician. So if anything is wrong with your mobile or any devices, it automatically going to catch and block all those person, okay? So you just try to check with the help of mobile. And no one can see your screen, man. If I can see your mobile screen, why I'm going to ask you what you can see on your mobile right now? Okay? So just try to check with the help of your mobile so we can go ahead and cancel the transaction, okay?
I don't ever use my mobile to check my other things.
Okay. And you don't use your mobile phone, right?
No, I never use it for banking. I'm not set up for that.
Okay, not a problem. I will help you to check that. Do you have a Safari browser on your mobile? Safari?
Hang on.
If you have a Safari on your mobile, open Safari or Google. On your mobile, ma'am, if you can see Safari, open Safari.
Yes.
Now on the very top you can see a search panel. If you can see that search panel, click on that. Now type your bank name. Will you please let me know one thing, ma'am, if you don't mind, because I am unable to, I am not authorized to tell you anything personal details for the phone, but as you're getting suspicious, that the reason I need to tell you that, as we can see, the gift card was purchased from Commonwealth Bank. So do you deal with any Commonwealth Bank, ma'am?
Yeah. So what was it that brought a gift card?
Yes, it's a Google Play gift card.
A Google gift card.
Yes. Now when you search for that, you can see your bank name. Tap on your bank name if you can see that. When you logged in, please let me know.
So that particular number isn't actually part of my banking.
Yeah, you are in your banking page. Like as I also deal with the Commonwealth Bank, ma'am, if you're going to log in with the application, it's going to ask you a PIN. And if you try to log in with the help of Safari, it's going to ask you your client number and the password, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you know what is your client client number?
Yeah, I just have to find it.
Yes. And you don't use the application, ma'am? Mobile?
The problem that I'm having is that bank card is not attached to my bank.
That's the reason, ma'am, because we can see the purchase was made from the Commonwealth Bank card. So I'm just trying to ask you, if you have an application of your Commonwealth Bank, ma'am, it's easy for you to go ahead and check that. So do you have
I'm checking it now.
Okay, you're checking with the help of the mobile, right?
That particular card is not part of my bank.
That MasterCard which is added on the mobile, right? You're talking about that, right?
Yes, it's not part of my bank.
Yes, but the thing is that they are the hacker. They can do anything, right? So what happened, ma'am, this person is trying to make a purchase with the help of, they attach the card of that bank card, but what happened? They make a purchase with the help of the Commonwealth Bank, okay? So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to cancel both of the cards from our side, okay? So if you remember your client number and the password, you can put that. Or if you, do you use application of Commonwealth Bank, ma'am? Do you use a Commonwealth Bank application?
Because the MasterCard doesn't come from the bank.
I know, ma'am. I already make you understand. Those fraudsters is so smart, right? If your one bank is hacked, maybe your another bank could be hacked, right? So what happened? They added the card from the different bank, but the purchase was made from the Commonwealth Bank. Okay, that's the reason I just tell you, ma'am.
I'm on the Commonwealth Bank now, and I'm looking at my Visa purchases, and I can't see anything that I'm towards.
That's the reason I'm asking you, ma'am. If you are using a Commonwealth Bank application, ma'am, it is going to give you update as soon as possible, okay? Because if you understand, maybe the internet issues happen, sometime it's going to give you update like after 15 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes like that. So that's the reason I'm asking you, do you use the Commonwealth Bank application, ma'am? Do you use that?
Yes, but not with that particular...
Ma'am, you tell me already these things 10 times, right? I've given you the same answer 10 times, because if they are the hacker, ma'am, they can use any of your details, they can play with your personal identity, so they can use your Commonwealth Bank also, right? And a Commonwealth Bank application is going to give you updates as soon as possible. So that's the reason I want you to go ahead and check the application. I don't want you to tell me anything. Please try to understand, ma'am. I understand your concern, okay? So please try to cooperate with us so we can cancel the transaction and we can refund your money back, okay? Can you just try to go ahead and check with the help of the application? Because we don't have lots of time to cancel that order. We need to do it as soon as possible. Can you go ahead and check your Commonwealth Bank application?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry, but...
Okay, on your mobile, what you can see?
I can see session summary.
Okay, and do you see go to application?
No.
Okay, what is exactly? Can you close each and everything, ma'am, and go back to your home screen of your mobile, and you will get to see our new application which says Zoho Assist Customer. Do you see that? Zoho Assist Customer. Go back to your home screen and you can see that, right?
Yes, and it says enter session
key. Okay, put the number 857.
857.
334.
857-334-9832.
Yes, and it says start session. Click on start session. Then click on start broadcast. Now after that, what you can see, do you see the same? You need to do the same thing, ma'am, as you done before, okay? Now click on the I understand and give a click on allow. Click on tick that box and give a click on allow or the start broadcast, okay? As you done before, ma'am, do the same thing.
It doesn't come up.
What you can see right now?
Oh, that screen, broadcast.
This is stop broadcast.
So it says start broadcast. Yep.
Do you see cancel or stop?
It just says screen broadcasting, and then it says okay, go to application.
Click on go to application. Go to application. You can go to application. Now do you see enter session key?
No, it just says screen broadcast, this is client or start broadcast.
Do you know how to close this application and reopen that? Close the application fully, ma'am. Fully close this application, okay? Close the application totally. Remove from the background. And open it one more time.
Yeah, well, there's the intersection key.
412. 412.
Yep.
377.
Was that 412 twice or?
No, one time. One more,
yep.
One time. 412. 377.
Yep.
57. 11. Confirming the number. Yes, click on join.
Start session.
Click on start session. Click on start. Click on start broadcast. Click on start broadcast. Now what you can see.
And then I've got a red flashing dot.
Now wait. Yeah, now wait. And do you see, scroll down a little bit, ma'am. Do you see a small tick mark which says everything is recorded for, do you see that? Scroll down. Okay, what do you can see?
It says screen broadcast and it's got a red flashing dot. Assist client and then stop broadcast.
Now I want you to have a look. On the very top, do you see something is flashing, a white color thing is flashing? Which says everything is recorded for quality and training purpose, or you can see that I understand anything like that?
No.
Okay, scroll down, ma'am. Go to the very bottom down of that page. Scroll down.
It won't scroll.
Okay, on the very...
press the red button,
will I? No, not the red button. This is screen broadcast. Tap on screen broadcast. Screen broadcast.
Yeah, well, that's the flash. Okay, allow remote access.
Yes, click on I understand and then click on allow. Allow. Now do one thing, ma'am. Go back to your home screen of your mobile, okay? You are connected to the technician. Go back to your home screen of your mobile.
Yeah, hang on, I'm just...
Press the home button, ma'am. Don't close this. Press the home button. When you're in the home screen of your mobile, please let me know, ma'am, okay?
Sorry.
Just go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the applications like camera, gallery. Now, if you have a Commonwealth Bank application, ma'am, open that Commonwealth Bank application.
I don't have a Commonwealth Bank application. It's ComSec. It's different.
Okay. Do you open the App Store, ma'am? Open the App Store. Open the App Store.
Yep.
On the very top, you can say Games App Stories. Give a click on that.
Yep.
And type your bank name. Now when you type the Commonwealth, now search for that.
Yep.
Now if you can see get, tap on get. Or click on that, search ID to install. On the very top, you will get to see open, okay? On the very top. Wait for a second. If you can see the download is complete, you will get to see open there, okay? If you can see open, please let me know.
Okay, not doing it yet.
It's just loading, ma'am. Maybe you will get to see a blue color circle is going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wait for a second, ma'am. When you get to see open, please let me know. And will you please let me know, ma'am, did you give any of your personal details to any of one of them?
No,
right? Well, sometimes what happened, ma'am, through email or by give a click on any advertisement, those fraudsters can get your details and they can make any purchase without your permission, okay? So by mistakenly, maybe from that place, those fraudsters getting your details and they are just trying to make a purchase. So no need to worry about that. We will simply go ahead and cancel each and everything, okay?
So what are you actually canceling?
The transaction which is not made by you, like $299, okay?
Well, it's not going to show up on my bank account.
Yeah, because that's the reason I'm telling you, when you open your application, please let me know.
Because it's not going to show up on my bank account because that card is not connected to my bank account.
I understand, ma'am, but we need to check that also, that they just try to use your Cornell bank also or not, okay? So no need to worry about that. Just give me a 2 minutes, let me check each and everything. And after that, you can relax yourself, okay? So just give me your 2 minutes. And you are using a mobile data or it's a Wi-Fi?
It's mobile.
If you can see open or anything like that, tap on open. Do you see open, ma'am? If you can see open, tap on open. Now when you tap on open, what you can see, please let me know.
Enter password.
Click on cancel. If you can see cancel, click on cancel. Now, after that, when you give a click on cancel, you can see log on. Do you see that? Log on. Click on log on.
Yes.
Click on log on.
Yes.
Now, when you give a click on log on, put your client number and password.
So, how are you going to check that?
You are going to check it from your side first, ma'am. Then, if you can see any transaction, any unauthorized transaction, then we are going to cancel that. You need to check it from your side. Don't say.
I've checked and there's nothing untowards on mine.
And what is the last available balance on your account, ma'am? It's more than 100, more than 500, more than 1,000. What is the last available balance you can see?
On what? The Visa?
Yes, on the Commonwealth. What is the last available balance you can see? If you can see, no money was deducted.
Yes, I've got an itemized list, and there's been nothing that was out of place.
Okay, will you please let me know, ma'am, as we find some viruses on your devices, on your Visa and the MasterCard, so will you please let me know, ma'am, do you know how to, scan your card, scan your Visa or the MasterCard? Do you know how to scan that card?
No.
Okay, do one thing. You are handy. You don't need to give me any of your details. You just need to scan your card from your side. So you are handy with your Commonwealth Bank card?
Yes.
Okay, do one thing. Close this page. No need to log into your bank. Close this page on your mobile. Close this page. Open the camera. Open the camera from your side. Now take a clear and crystal picture of your camera, of your card. Okay. So your phone can scan your card. That yes, you don't find any viruses or anything like that. Okay. So take a proper, clear and crystal photo of your card. When you're taking the photo of the card, please let me know, okay?
And so what will you do then?
You are doing it from your side. You need to take a clear photo of your card. So you can, your card, you can scan your card that you can see any viruses or not, okay? So you need to take a clear photo of your Commonwealth Bank card. So take your clear photo of the Commonwealth Bank card. When you've done that, please let me know, ma'am, okay? Try to take
any point in doing that?
Ma'am, for scanning the card, you can see any viruses or not, you need to just go ahead and take a clear photo of the Commonwealth Bank card, okay? So you just need to take a picture from your side, then I will let you know how to scan the card, okay?
And what am I scanning it into?
From your side, you need to open a camera. Now, when you open the camera, you need to take a clear photo of your Commonwealth Bank card, okay? So open the camera and take a clear photo of your